A drug that can reverse a heroin overdose is set to become more widely available in New Mexico. It's the latest attempt to fight the opioid epidemic here. But as Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, even as naloxone becomes more available, other addiction and treatment services are struggling.
Today, Abe Gordon is an addiction counselor in Española. But not long ago, he was struggling with heroin addiction. One day, he was using with some friends and passed out after taking a large dose.
I took too much, obviously, you know, but somebody happened to have Narcan and used it on me.
Narcan, that's the brand name for naloxone, a nasal spray that can stop an opioid overdose in its tracks.
And I woke up violently ill. It was a horrible situation, but at the same time, it saved my life. Now, I wish I would have said, okay, I'm not going to do that again.
But not long after, Gordon overdosed again. And again, he was saved by naloxone. But when he came to, even though his life was saved, his addiction was still there in full force.
And then what happens is my sister came to pick me up with a loaded syringe. And I was off and going again, you know? That's just how it works around here.
Naloxone is the most powerful harm reduction tool we have in terms of the opiate epidemic.
That's the University of New Mexico's Dr. Joanne Katzman.
And New Mexico, I should say, has really led the country in naloxone distribution. Since 2001, we were the first state to really be distributing naloxone among communities, and it started with northern New Mexico, primarily Española.
Naloxone has been so effective here that in many ways it's become the focus of the state's effort to fight the opioid epidemic. Last year, the legislature passed a bill to make naloxone available to whoever needs it without a prescription. Federal money has helped underwrite naloxone campaigns here. And this year, the governor signed yet another bill pushing naloxone, this time providing the drug to law enforcement, jails, and treatment centers.
Signed and approved by me this sixth day of April, 2017. Susana Martinez, governor, state of New Mexico. And now House Bill 370 is law.
Advocates say that bill will undoubtedly help people who overdose. But this year, the governor also vetoed bills that would have expanded protections for people calling 911 to report an overdose and that would have made home visiting and early childhood programs more accessible. Those kinds of programs have been shown to get at the root causes of addiction and to help break the cycle before an overdose happens. And even as money has increased for naloxone, the state has stopped funding many detox programs. Abe Gordon, the addiction counselor in Española, says the uneven focus on naloxone means people are overdosing again and again without getting help with their addiction.
That's where they're putting all their money, you know? They're not putting it into detox and building rehabilitation centers or even putting money into the ones that we even have.
There are big gaps in treatment for opioid addiction, gaps that show up every day in hospitals, says Kathy Armijo-Itri, who oversees community health at Christus St. Vincent in Santa Fe.
Naloxone is awesome, but it is not treatment. We know that we've got a minimum of 30 people a day in the hospital inpatient that have an underlying behavioral health issue.
It's the same problem in the emergency room. Itri says every day between 10 and 16 ER visits at Christus are for drug or psychiatric emergencies.
And you know, and it's pretty extreme.
That's something you hear a lot from doctors and emergency room directors in New Mexico. A big chunk of the people they see have untreated addictions and serious drug-related health problems, problems naloxone does not address. New Mexico is getting some substantial money from the federal government as part of a health bill passed during the Obama administration, $10 million over 2 years, which advocates say could give a boost to the state's struggling detox treatment and prevention programs. The New Mexico Human Services Department says some of that money will go to pay for programs other than naloxone. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
The recent U.S. House vote passing a replacement for the Affordable Care Act has created even more uncertainty for the state's addiction treatment and recovery providers. We'll talk more about that this Thursday morning at 8 on the KUNM Call-In Show. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find the story and more at publichealthnm.org.